tome i na cesta je beznadina.
One of the biggest book events in the Czech Republic was held in the town of Havlíčkův Brod in eastern Bohemia at the weekend. The 19th Autumn Book Fair brought together more than 150 publishers from across the country and attracted some 15,000 visitors. In spite of the economic crisis and competition from other media, Czechs seem to stick to books, no matter what. Writer, poet and singer-songwriter Jiří Dědeček was one of many respected authors at this year's Autumn Book Fair in the town of Havlíčkův Brod. Located in eastern Bohemia, the town is almost exactly halfway between Prague and Brno, and the trade fair is the biggest event of its kind. For Mr. Dědeček, who is also the president of the Czech Pen Club, this is not his first time in Havlíčkův Brod.
I have here, I think, two or three performances. Yes, two today, and tomorrow it will be the breakfast with the Czech Center of Pen Club, so three together. I like this event very much because for us, for the Czech Center of International Pen Club, it's a chance to show what are we doing, to inform the public about our plans, about our activities.
Markéta Hejkalová is the director of the book fair and a local publisher. She says that the fair is, despite its modest venue, very popular with both publishers and local people. Although it is held in a rather rundown House of Culture, a multipurpose culture center built in the 1970s, the fair has its own charm.
The Autumn Book Fair has been existing since 1991, and it was the first book fair at all in Czechoslovakia. And it's every year this is not so luxury place as Prague exhibition area, for example. It's much more modest for publishers. There are normal tables, usual tables, not expositions. But I think the reason is that the people in small town are coming, and Havlíčkův Brod is small town. For them, is this part of calendar? They are coming here every year. They are coming to see the publishers they know. They are some people are buying books only during this book fair from this town and from the surrounding.
For publishers and booksellers, the fair is a great opportunity to meet other people in the business and present their latest books.
Publishers like to come here because they meet here another readers than in Prague, for example, and they meet here all the important persons of Czech book trade. I mean, publishers, big booksellers, but also writers. Here are coming very, very famous, very important Czech writers.
One of the themes of the 19th Autumn Book Fair in Havlíčkův Brod was the future of the book in the light of the latest technological advances, most notably, of course, the Internet. Among more than 150 stands in the main hall of the House of Culture was one run by Wikimedia Czech Republic. As they didn't bring any books with them, I asked one of the wiki people, Petr Broš, why they came to Havlíčkův Brod at all.
This is an encyclopedia, and it's also some kind of book, but it's not like a paper one, but it's on the internet. And Wikipedia is now one of the most important source for most people. So, I mean, we are trying now to say to other people that this source is existing on the internet, and is that you cannot use only the book, that you can use also the internet sources.
Do you think that perhaps you could be a threat for the regular publishers who actually put out real books?
I don't think so, because if you compare the Wikipedia with the other books, I mean, the book is still the book because it's a paper, you can take it where you want. So we are not a threat for them.
Across from the Wikipedia stand was another one that belonged to Toft, a children's book publisher from Prague. Zbigniew Hladký, who runs a kids magazine put out by Toft, says the internet is definitely a challenge.
Yeah, this is a problem because, you know, right now you are able to find everything on internet, but I think that you know, books are also very important because nowadays in some kind of books you've got not only the text, but you can work with the book. You can improve your skills, like concentration or something else, and this thing you are not able to find on internet, I think.
The world, and Czech Republic including, is now struggling with the economic crisis. Is it difficult for publishers, and how much more difficult it is at the moment?
Right now it's quite difficult because of the crisis. So therefore we are here, and therefore we've got some prices which are not normal. So I would lie if I would say it's okay, we are selling the books like last year. It's only one way how to let people buy books and read them. Yeah.
Why did you come here in the first place? Why did you come to the book fair in Havlíčkův Brod at all?
Because of presentation of our publishing house, because we think that our books are quite different from the others. And yeah, it's a traditional book fair, and we are trying to be on every kind of book fair, not only in Havlíčkův Brod, but also in Liberec, Prague, and so on.
Host is a respected publishing house from Brno that focuses on contemporary Czech and foreign prose. Its director Miroslav Balaštík told me that, unlike some critics, he believes Czech literature is doing fairly well.
No určitě, já mám naopak v posledních letech pocit, že tedy takové ty hlasy, které zaznívaly, že česká literatura je na tom špatně.
Certainly, it seems to me that in the last couple of years, it's definitely not true that there aren't enough Czech writers, that Czech literature is not doing very well. There are many authors among the young generation. Petra Soukupová, for instance, she's one of the interesting ones, or Martin Ryšavý, to name a few.
Velmi zajímavých knihy, například Martina Ryšavého.
In the end, some 15,000 people came to see the book fair and get their supply of books for the long winter nights. Markéta Hejkalová, who has been organizing the autumn book fair in Havlíčkův Brod for 19 years, says she hopes she has made a difference.
I would like to think this, but I am not sure. But if you speak with booksellers, they tell you that every town is very different. The readers, for example, I spoke with bookseller from Čáslav, what is town quite near from here, and he told me that the readers are completely different. They like different books, they buy different books and so on. And I hope maybe also my autumn book fair is part of this book atmosphere of Havlíčkův Brod. Pili jsme pivo z